Negroni Zone Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roney. Hey, everybody, we're going back in the archives a little bit and releasing a show that we recorded back in early November, and we did a Ustream show. So we'll be talking about crazy music. We're going to be talking about Fireproof and other movies that are funny, but normally Christians don't watch because of the subject matter, but how, if they really think about it, they can actually kind of pull things out of there that are actually funny and creative. And we'll talk about Christians that aren't funny and they leave their funny behind when they become saved and they leave their creativity behind. So it's kind of an interesting discussion, probably going to shock a lot of people, and that's okay. Just keep a phone handy so you can call someone to give you some medical help. So here we go. Talk to you on the backside of this. See ya. Bye. You are listening to Roney Zone Radio.
We had this old show that we did a lot of times where we would... I hope it's not too loud, too.
Yeah, I hope not, too.
We would play silly songs and and talk about them. And another thing we did is we had... Well, yeah.
No. They weren't intended to be silly, most of them. They were intended to actually be very serious. But we found them extremely silly, and so we reviewed them.
Yes. AC/DC is a wonderful band, but have you ever heard it played by a bluegrass band?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Back in Black.
I'm gonna have to look for it, but
bluegrass AC/DC. Awesome.
Whiskey, gin, and brandy with a glass and pretty handy.
Oh boy.
Trying to walk a straight line on the sour mash and cheap wine. Sit on the floor and drink,
no.
Boy.
And your request is my... I yeah, here it is. Oh, Dave's heard this.
Oh, no.
But you have not.
Back in Black, out of sight. Been gone too long, it's good to be back.
I'll bet this is a big hit.
Never lose from the news.
I think this is a big hit in Visalia.
I'll pass.
This is a big hit in Visalia, Dave. Okay, I think Dave went to go make sure that none of the dogs fell in the hole.
So, probably, yeah.
So let's see. But again, this is my favorite. This is my favorite of all time. I don't know.
Is it still more bluegrass AC/DC?
No. Oh. If the RIAA is listening, tell them to listen to another show. Do you have the Ustream bot yet?
I don't know.
Nope. We're not even. No.
What's a Ustream bot anyway? I still don't
know. It shows
know what that
up
is.
After two people.
Oh, nice.
Attend a show.
Oh, okay.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Oh, love the
Do
Elvis.
You miss me,
you know what?
Tonight?
It doesn't get much better than Elvis.
Are you sorry we drifted apart?
Yeah, we got to fast forward this a little bit.
I was going to say, either that or we taco. Drop the volume and then taco.
The chairs in your
oh, here we go.
I love the background singer. She's my favorite.
Do you gaze?
What sound man couldn't hear that?
And wish you
what deaf man couldn't hear that? I mean, that's loud.
Dude.
Filled with pain, shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lost?
I love that he gets so cracked up by her.
I wonder. You know, someone said...
The world's a stage, and each must play a part, baby. I could be Elvis right now.
Let's hit him.
Oh, God.
She doesn't even realize what's going on. She just keeps going.
And I had no cause to die. Swing it, baby.
That right there is priceless.
Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear. Is your heart filled with pain?
Take it home, Elvis. Take it home.
Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
He can't even finish the song. Oh, and that was live. That's what cracks me up.
That's it, man. 14 years right down the drain, boy, I'll tell you.
Now, all right, we'll play a little bit of this because that's probably all I can handle. All right, if you watch American Idol.
Yes.
And you say, that is the worst singer I've ever heard.
No matter how bad, William Hung is Pavarotti compared to this, what we're going to let you listen to now.
And so listening to this will give you a little hope.
Yeah.
Maybe if you've heard some people say, you don't sing all that well. This is the wife of a very famous musician,
talented,
singer. Yes.
Extremely talented musician.
Writer.
Singer.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's her actually singing.
Now, I can't leave it on too long because we'll leave the one or two people that we do have. But Yoko Ono, ladies and gentlemen.
And the whole song is like that. The whole song.
Yep. You know, and it's funny because I'm an artist type. But, I mean, that's beyond, I don't know, I just, no.
I there's some bands that I'm not crazy about that I would consider bands that I would never listen to. And they sound really good to me right now. Because that was just horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the worst ever. And that was released. You know, I mean, that's what's funny is that somebody bought that.
They bought it. Are you kidding me? They paid her to record
I know.
It. Or maybe, you know what, maybe they didn't. Maybe that's the whole point. Maybe she actually paid somebody to let her use a recording studio because, you know, she was John Lennon's widow. And, you know, she did this recording because she just was so traumatized by the whole thing. I have no idea. It was just
I found it,
scary.
And we'll leave it at that. Anyhow, friends, my friends...
Let's not bore them with the show. Let's do something else.
Yeah, I am. Anyway, so let me see if I can find one more, and if not, we'll just move on.
Oh, I think I know which one you're going to find.
Well, I'm looking. So we had a pretty big day around here. Got a lot done. Did the wash there. Oh, okay. Here's a little 7 degrees of separation there. We're going to play a song by a very talented singer and who we work with his mother. Are you ready?
All right.
Any guesses in the chat room? One person that's there.
Someday,
oh, come on, people.
Has passed me by, I'll
Yeah. I went.
You should volunteer to remix that for them.
I went to the Will Smith School of Rap. I just get to say, uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I just throw little words in.
Of course. Yeah. On the beat.
So, yeah, we went to, or we work with.
No, you.
I'm sorry. We used to, both of us,
yes.
work for his.
His mother?
Yes, his mother. And
I actually trained his mother.
That's true.
I was her mentor. And then she ended up being your boss later.
That is correct. And
that's awesome. They actually almost came to our wedding, too.
Yeah. And
but they had another wedding to go to.
Mr. McGrath's mother, I still work with her. And Mark has a lovely sister.
Yes. Tracy is very lovely.
That is correct. So anyhow, that's fun with music, and we'll check in, Mark something, yeah.
Yes, Mark McGrath.
Everything costs money, and we want to offer this to you. It's a support page, support.ronyzone.com. There's two ways that we would ask that you would help support us. One is just a PayPal link, and you can donate any amount you'd like through PayPal. The other way is to buy products from our other links to affiliates that we offer on that page as well. We really appreciate it. Everything costs money, and we want to continue to keep these shows free, so we offer this to you. Please visit our support.ronyzone.com page to help support us. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Here's just a quick reminder that if you want to continue to get these Rony Zone radio shows directly sent to either your Google Reader or your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, please visit subscribe.ronyzone.com, and it's going to give you links and instructions of how to get subscribed and get connected to us so we can send you shows automatically. Thanks so much.
Let's see. Well, we're entertaining two people. We're still waiting for the Ustream bot to... Ustream bot is really easy to please. So, I do want to talk about something. There's been a lot of discussion about the fireproof film. And...
Really? You're going to talk about it?
Well, we'll get to it.
Oh, no. Seriously?
We'll get to it. I just from what I've heard, and I haven't seen it, so I really can't speak specifically to.
Oh, honey, no.
That film, but I just, you know, me being a Christian and all, the Christian movies and TV for the most part have been really lacking.
Yes, they have. And now let's change our topic to something else.
All right.
Come on. We can be original here.
That's
we don't
true.
Need to steal from the Jada Vasselian podcast.
No, that's true. I'm sorry. I got to pay him money now.
Come on.
All right. So what was one of the things we were going to talk about?
Seriously, you're going to ask me that?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I can't remember.
All right. So anyway.
You had a big, long list, a laundry list of things you wanted to talk about.
That's true. Oh, I know what it was. Now, here's the thing. Now, as Christian types, there's a lot of feeling that you shouldn't see certain movies, and these movies are bad for you, and they're going to affect you, and all this kind of stuff. And we saw Superbad, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. I really did. I thought it was funny. Now you're quiet. I thought it was funny.
I'm trying to come up with something that's not going to be... There were parts that were funny. As a whole...
Oh, no, it was funny.
No, as a whole, it was not that funny.
Look, I ain't a pastor, and I'm not running for president.
I
thought
that.
It was funny.
I get that. I totally get that. And maybe it was really more funny if you are a 14-year-old boy.
Well...
Which, as we know, most men typically advance to that age, no matter what their chronological age is. So...
Okay.
That being the case, it was... there were definitely some very funny parts. I mean, I did laugh very heartily at a few things. But the whole movie, I was not amused.
Well,
by the whole
thing. The first 20 minutes was very amusing, and I think the last part. There's some in the middle, in between.
Yeah, there wasn't much in between.
Let me get to my point. Is if you don't see movies based on a certain rating or whatever across the board, I think you might miss stuff that's actually entertaining. Now, for instance, I was thinking, me being the you know, comedy writer now and then that I am, I was thinking that instead of buying booze for a party, I mean, there could be a funny bit written for a Christian audience about a guy buying either board games for a Christian party and then talk about how, you know, this girl, he was going to try and pray with her so he could hold her hand. Now, I mean, obviously, it's two different things. But what I'm saying is that I think sometimes Christians forget that stuff's funny and how to keep being original. I mean,
yes.
I've seen Bible Man. Bible Man, I don't know what to say. I mean, you put Bible Man next to The Dark Knight, and I'm like, huh? No way.
Well, you can't compare the two.
You know.
But honestly, you really
that's what
can.
I'm saying.
I know. I hear you.
You know, and I think sometimes Christians forget to be creative, and that kind of gets back to whatever. So what I'm saying is, I mean, you got
to
be selective, sure.
There
are a number of movies.
So
there are a number of movies that probably would not be the best thing in the world. But we've known a number of people that we don't go see R-rated movies ever. That seems, I don't know.
Well, it's a generalization. It's kind of a whole thing of, well, I get that your whole point is that, well, if it earned an R rating, it must be really, really bad.
Right.
But I've seen some PG-13s that are not that great, meaning that they fall under the same category and really probably should have been rated R or whatever, in my opinion. I mean, it just depends on what you're talking R for. I mean, are you talking R for gratuitous sex? Are you talking about R for language? Are you talking about R for violence? What? You have to understand the context of the movie and
right.
figure out why they rated it R.
Well, there is always a lot of discussion about keeping your eyes, you know, clean and don't see this and don't hear this and don't be around this. And I don't know. I just, how can you grow? How can you learn? How can you, I don't know. So anyhow, I thought it was funny, you know, and you know, just so you know, I had little beeps in my ear that I made myself beep out all the bad words so I didn't hear them. But I watched the movie. I learned where the bad words were, and I just pressed mute on the control. So, you know.
Yeah.
No, here's a true. Okay, here's a true story. Not that the last one wasn't. I was in the choir in a youth group, and we went on a tour. I don't know how many churches we went to, but we went to this one place. We still have two viewers. Two's more than one. So, anyway, we went to this church, and somebody smuggled in. And I swear, it was like a cloak and dagger deal. Somebody smuggled in Rambo First Blood. And so we were sleeping in the basement of this church. And so we're watching Rambo, and the pastor came in. And so I had had the fortuitousness. Is that a word? I saw the movie before then, and so when the pastor came down the stairs, I kind of stood up and was like, hello there, you know, Mr. Pastor person. And every time there was a curse word, it's funny, as a young Christian boy, you can kind of sense when dialogue is coming. And we coughed, I swear, over every curse word that happened in the movie. And so some other people were trying to help me too, and so like four people would cough at the same time. And so the pastor's looking around saying, is everyone feeling all right? And I said, it's cold, you know, we went outside and played football or something. So yeah, it was, you know, it's. So I just think that to be across the board is not, I don't know, I just.
And again, like I said, it depends on what you're talking about. Is it for the language? Is it for the nudity? Is it for a few other things?
Right.
And why are you censoring it? Are you censoring it because you don't want to see that? That's fine.
Right.
Or are you censoring it because you don't want your kids to see it?
Well, yeah. And
let's face facts. Kids will go see those movies, even though you tell them, no, you can't. They'll figure out a way to see them.
Right. Yeah, Dave said that he drew a lot more after Superbad. I'm not going to read what he wrote on the screen. But
no.
Let's just say he's more interested in art.
Dave has seen Superbad. That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. See? Now did Jen see it?
I don't know.
Because if Jen saw
we're going to lose friends right and left. You know, I thought we had like 4, and now I think we have 2, maybe less.
Possibly.
But anyway, it was a comedic film. You know, my mom's going to call the prayer line now. But anyway, that's good. More prayer is good.
Yes.
Than less. So we, yeah.
So maybe our listeners have a topic or a question they would like to have us discuss, get our thoughts and opinions on. You know, kind of like how Mike Myers used to do in Coffee Talk. I'll give you a subject. The
right.
Roman Empire. Holy Roman Empire. It was neither holy nor Roman.
Right.
Or holy nor an empire. I don't know. Whatever it was.
So, all right. Well, let's talk about omelets. For a little bit. We've talked about this. We still don't have the U-bot.
Oh my gosh. No, this is beyond hilarious because,
okay.
Hello, it's a wacky
right.
subject. Do we have a subject?
We have a question from
okay.
the chat.
Hey, that's a great idea. Let's take a question.
From the two people that are listening. Hello, Ustreamer 53956. Hello there.
Hi.
It's probably somebody that clicked there and walked away. They're going out for ice cream.
Waiting for us to stop talking about ratings.
Right.
And movies.
So anyway, Jen and Dave and Ustreamer 53956. Hey, what night is best to go to Disneyland? That's a very good question, actually.
That's actually a very good question.
Yeah, so everybody okay? Had a good time? Okay. This is part one of our show this time, and we're going to release part two next week. So next week we'll be talking about Disneyland and a bunch of other fun stuff. I can't remember everything, but it was a really great show. It really kind of evolved into something really cool. So we'll see you next week. There is no way we can do what we do on our own. So we often play promos and things like that, and we want you to check out these promos, but also take a second and check out these shows if they really seem interesting to you. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
This is Edward G. Talbot, author of the podcast novel New World Orders, www.edwardgtalbot.com, and I have a question for you. Do you think you know what's going on? Do you think the CIA killed Kennedy? Or that politicians in Washington, D.C. are actually in charge? And what about global warming? Is it a left-wing hallucination? A right-wing cover-up? Or maybe it's neither. Maybe the truth is far more sinister. There is a conspiracy, but it's not just one party. And it's not to protect anything as mundane as billion-dollar profits. Of course, it's just a novel, right? Go to www.edwardgtalbot.com and listen to New World Orders now, before it's too late.
In October of 2007, the first ever Buffy the Vampire Slayer audio drama premiere.
We've done this so many times. We just need to get some...
We've done this so many times with Buffy. Without Buffy, we're gonna all die horrible deaths.
Buffy Between the Lines attempts to tell the story between the seasons of the television show.
Yeah, not a good idea?
Under the circumstances, it's brilliant.
And the fans have loved it. Here's just a small portion of what the fans have had to say.
Oh my God, this podcast is wonderful. You've given Buffy back to me and to all of us.
Smart, sometimes sad, sometimes funny, but always well-written and acted. If audio drama is your cup of tea, you, yes you, need to listen to Buffy Between the Lines.
The dialogue is so good, it's hard to tell that it wasn't written by Joss sometimes.
It wasn't a fanfic years later. It felt like an episode of Buffy during the run. You truly did an amazing job, and I'm so looking forward to the rest of the season. Thank you for keeping the Buffyverse alive.
I'm transported back to Sunnydale on my iPod every time an episode arrives.
Buffy Between the Lines. Find out what happened between the seasons of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. BuffyBetweenTheLines.com.
Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at JRDOnline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.